Hi, this is Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training. I thought today I would talk to you a little bit about writing and being in the right frame of mind, or what we call in NLP the right state to write. Over about 25 years, I have written with people from 4 years old to older than they would admit to, and I've never actually met anyone who couldn't open up and have the words flow when they were in the right state. If you want to be in a state to write, then you need to first of all understand how it is that you create your own state. For you are first and foremost, without any words at all, the author of your own story, the author of your own state. And creating a state means accessing certain patterns in your brain that tell your body how to act, tell your emotions how to feel, tell your mind whether or not it's ready to go looking for new ideas or to access in very particular and specific ways moments in your history that are stored in memory. You create a state by creating the physiology of that state, by training your breathing and your heartbeat and the position of your body to enter into a particular pattern. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about now, you can notice the state you're in as you listen to my voice. And you can notice that you are breathing, and that your breathing is in and out. And you may find as you listen that your breathing starts to take on the rhythm of my voice. Or you may notice that your breathing is intensely your own, and that that pattern of breathing is a pattern you would recognize anywhere and at any time. And you can notice that you can play with your breathing, and that as you change your breathing, you think different thoughts. So that if your breathing is tight and high in your chest and quick, you begin to think of to-do lists and things that you need to do, or maybe you begin to think of particular situations, maybe a particular state of mind comes into your awareness. But if you drop that breath all the way down, so that it's coming from below your diaphragm even, so that it is slow and relaxed, then your thoughts will start to slow too. And in that slower, more reflective state, you may find you have no words at all. Or the words that come may be words associated with deeper thinking and deeper beliefs. And you can play for as long as you'd like with your breathing. And you can notice that there is a wealth of material that you hold in your breath, that you release with each breath. And you will be able to find precisely the breathing that will allow you to focus on whatever it is that you wish to write about. And the mood in which you write an email at work will be different than the mood in which you write a Facebook message, which will be different than the mood in which you sit to write in your journal to figure out who you are and what you are and where you are. And you can use your breathing as a way in. And as you breathe, you can notice all of your senses are functioning perfectly at all times, so that they are bringing you information from around you, and that they are allowing you to attach that information to times in your past, to other times and other places and other patterns. So that if I ask you to think about your favorite food from childhood, you will find that you can recall the taste and the texture and the smell of that food so precisely that it's as though you are sitting in the presence of that food now. And although you are focused on that wonderful food, that food that tastes just as good now in memory as it tasted then, you can begin to look around and see where that food has taken you, and see where the smell has taken you, and you will see light, and you will see color, and you will see whether you are in a large open space or a small cozy space, and you may begin to hear sounds or voices, because just the thought of the food that you loved when you were a little child brings back so many memories. And in those memories, you can recognize that if you just began to put a few words down about each, that you would have enough material to allow you to write for a very long time. And so you know that the problem in writing is not to find the words, because there are so many words. And it's not to find the ideas you need, because the ideas are so easily accessed through sight and sound and smell and touch. And if I ask you to think about a time when you were writing an exam, when you were sitting in front of a paper in an uncomfortable chair, listening to the scratching of pens or pencils on paper, listening to the rustle as other people searched for ideas, you can go right back and you can feel that. And if you were good at writing exams, you can feel that a wealth of ideas are just waiting to flow from your writing implement, from your fingers onto the screen or the page. And if you were afraid of exams, if exams were not your best moment, then perhaps you feel the tightness in your fingers and the tightness in your chest, and you know that that tightness is holding in the words that are there, that just need a deeper, more relaxed breath, a firm but relaxed hold, agility in the fingertips. And then those ideas could be set free too, because it's easy to know that the voice in your head that talks to you for so many hours a day, the voice that disputes with other voices, the voice that is happy to tell you what to do or what to think, that voice is just waiting for an opportunity to spill forth on a screen or on a page and to be given reality. It is like Pinocchio, eager to become real. And you get to choose. You get to choose what it is that you wish to make real. And you can choose to make real any state that you have experienced, or any state that you can imagine, or any state that you have words for. And so it is easy to find the words that you want, the breath that you want, the patterns that you want, to choose precisely the words that you want, so that when you make it real, you can look at the page or the screen and say, yes. Yes, this is what I want. And knowing that you have the ability, through a few marks on a page or a screen, to make real something that you truly want, you will be inspired. Or you may be cautious. You may be the apprentice who knows that you can find what you need to do great things. And the wonder of writing is that you have the opportunity to make it real, and you have the opportunity to erase it, so that there are no mistakes that cannot be undone in writing. There are no problems that cannot be made to vanish by pressing a delete key, by tearing a piece of paper. And so writing is indeed a powerful way of being, a powerful way of corresponding to what you want. For all of your writing is a correspondence to yourself. Writing to yourself to say, is this what I want? Writing to say, this is what I want. And if you're not in the mood to write now, then you will be in the mood soon. For it is so wonderful to have the ability to take the things we want and to make them real.